So you go along to church, you sing the songs, you hear the sermons, you enjoy the coffee and fellowship afterwards, and then you leave with that holier-than-thou glow in your heart. But Monday morning, you go to work and rip someone's head off because they annoyed you. Why is that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be judgmental, but come on. Sometimes we listen to what God has to say, nod sagely in agreement, and then go out and do the exact opposite. Why? Because we all have entrenched behaviours of sin. Because the way you're wired and the experiences that you've had over the years are different to mine, our entrenched go-to patterns of sin are probably different too. But we all have them. And the danger is that we grow accustomed to the gap between our faith and our actions. We rationalize it away. We make excuses. We settle for those excuses. And then we just toddle off on our merry little way, happy that we've resolved the conflict between our doxis and our praxis, our belief and our actions. All the while, God watches on from heaven's balcony, shaking his head, feeling the pain in his heart, because he knows our sin is going to have consequences and working to set us free from our sin, which after all is why Jesus came to this earth, suffered and died for the likes of thee and me, and rose again to give us a new life. So what's the answer? James chapter 1 verse 22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. We can't believe one thing and do another. We can't worship the God who is love and belittle other people. We just can't. Eventually, something has to give. Eventually, God will step in. So stop deceiving yourself. Be a doer of the word and not just a hearer. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Why is God so blunt, so direct, so in your face? Because more than even the best dad on this planet, he loves us with his great and mighty Father's heart. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about. It's called The Incredible Father Heart of God. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.